Is there any added pressure because Sam is gone and this defense is going to have to step up? Is there any connection there?
Well, you know, I think we put the onus on ourselves to be great anyways. I mean, you know, even if Sam was still playing, we'd have to play great defense to try to compete for this division. That's what all the other teams in the division are going to do. So that would have been the task that we had in front of us regardless, and it still will be. And we don't know, you know, how great Sean can be. Sean can be great. We have a lot of confidence in Sean. You know, that I'm sure there are times when the defense won't play great and Sean will bail us out. You know, that's the kind of confidence we have in him, and vice versa. So that's what a team's about.
Skill, size, athleticism, is this the best defense you've played on, at least on paper, with the St. Louis Rams?
Yes, I think it is. It's potentially the best defense that I've played on. Again, it's not week one yet. We haven't proven anything. So on paper, like you said, and athletically, we have a high ceiling, and we have a great coordinator calling the shots and telling us where to be, and that's really half the battle. So we're excited about that.
How much did you know about Sean Hill before he got here?
You know, I knew a little bit about him. You know, he's a Maryland guy, so, you know, that was our rival in college, and kind of came up watching him compete against Virginia. And, you know, I knew he had been around the league a little bit, and knew him from Detroit, played against him. Knew him as a guy who had good moxie, good mobility, a guy that can make things happen out of the pocket a little bit, tough. And, you know, always had respect for him. When he showed up, I thought, well, that's a heck of a backup to have. And we talked about that, and you know, lo and behold, not an ideal situation to see him, but you know, we're excited to have him on the team at this point, because I think you know, a lot of people wish they had backups like that. Now he's our starter.
How much improvement have you seen from Michael Sam, and now that we're getting out of the cut time, do you think he's done enough to earn a spot on the 53?
First off, you know, I don't make those calls, as far, obviously, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyways. I don't make those calls. I don't have any input on those calls. I do know that Mike has improved a great deal, and, you know, as have the other rookies, you know, but when it comes down to it, you got to make plays on defense. You got to play well on special teams too. And I don't watch special teams as much, so I don't know how he's doing there. But I know that he's made great strides defensively, and he's a good kid. And you know, he's done everything you've asked of him, as well as the other rookie D linemen. You know, I never want to have Michael Sam overshadow the other guys who are playing well too. So we have a good group, a good unit, and I'm proud of all those young guys.
It seemed like Michael Sam might have tweaked something today. Did you see what happened?
No. Yeah, it's so hot, I'm kind of worried about not tweaking something myself.
How much at all, if at all, do you think that playing opposite a guy like Robert Quinlan helps you?
It does help a great deal. You know, it's he helps us all. You know, when you really have four reliable guys on the D-line, and then, you know, there's one guy that's obviously elite, and he's, you know, the best at his position in the game, in my opinion, hands down. So that helps everybody around him. And, you know, hopefully we can help him too, and we all just want to, you know, we want to be a really strong unit, because you're only as strong as your weakest link, and that's also in the two deep as well. And I think, you know, having the best defensive end in football, and then some of the best backups, if you want to call them backups, in football helps a lot too.